To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Stepped out of the studio during the commercial break to discover a Kyle Madsen cupcake.
What kind of cupcake is it?
Everybody's faces?
Don't ruin the bit.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's very much everybody's face on a cupcake out there.
Don't we put my face on no cupcake? Did they run this by me?
Nope.
Because what if I'm on a nat, like have a carrot cake or something like that?
Oh, I hope it is. Oh, that would be so great. What's the cupcake you hate the most?
Anything with coconut.
Oh, or I'm going to go find out.
I ain't eating no coconut cake.
Okay. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
I'm going to go find out if Kenny's face
is on a coconut cupcake.
I don't know if I should make this joke, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I hope it's racially insensitive.
Definitely is.
Jesus.
Hey, what if you're like, hey, what kind of cupcake is Kenny's? And they're like, chocolate, obviously.
No, I know who might say that. Yes, the right person. Yeah, I know might say.
Sure might. I'm gonna go find out if Kenny's face is on a coconut cupcake.
Oh yeah, don't put no coconut. I don't even know why you would make a coconut cupcake. I don't even
People
know why
like
you make
coconut.
It. Yeah, they do. My mom really likes coconut. You ever had a German chocolate cake?
Yeah. What bothers me with coconut is the texture. Because I love a coconut flavored like drink. Mm. I'm in there.
I remember at the Elephant Bar I had coconut dipped shrimp and I didn't know that's
dude,
what it was.
I love some coconut shrimp.
Like, oh, what? What?
And love then coconut, coconut shrimp.
I was like, get this out of here. Goodbye. I love shrimp. And so that's why I was like, I'll eat it. It's shrimp. It don't matter. But yeah, that was terrible. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of cupcake?
Yellow with chocolate icing.
That's the right answer. Mm-hmm. That's the correct answer.
I also like yellow with
no coconut.
Chocolate vanilla.
Well, I think all it is, I think they're just like regular plain cake.
Oh.
With like different colored frosting on it.
Okay.
Ours is purple.
Oh, like
yours
the beam.
And mine.
Light the beam.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. What is James
it called? James looks startled on his cupcake.
James is ready to make drinks.
Never seen a person more in their element.
James has been practicing. He went and got his old fashioned making kit and his torch to make him smoke and the whole thing.
He's like, I'm going
to
step out for lunch.
Be right back, guys.
It'd be a real shame if I ran into a drink-making set on my way there.
Oh, I should have smashed Gavin's cupcake.
Whoa. I'm glad you finished that sentence quick.
Yo, what?
Yo, I finished the sentence. No, not in this league, pal.
Not in this league, pal.
That's childish.
I've got pass interference.
Hey, hey, look, even if you finish the sentence, it's still,
I let you finish the sentence, and then,
That's cap. Nah, y'all bugging. That's crazy. We can't eliminate the word smash from our lexicon.
Cupcakes, though?
Yeah.
If I had said, hey, what if I had said this? I want you to listen to this objectively.
Okay.
Kenny, I am going to smash your cupcakes tonight. That's crazy. That's crazy to say to someone.
I would have thrown you out.
Right, you see?
Hey, Coach Fields, man. Coach Fields said, that's targeting, bro. That is targeting. You're out for the next half, too. Yeah. For the next first half of the next game as well. Jesus.
When I hear it back.
Yeah.
After you went and watched the film.
Hey, you were into the ref. You were like, no. They showed the replay. Like, got him.
Damn.
Oh, man.
As Soren says, this show has jumped all the sharks. Well, get used to it, pal, because this is what happens when the Kings stink. And I am not entirely sure that this basketball team isn't bad.
Welcome.
It's 100% fair. I get it. I'm not there yet, but once again,
I don't know why
I'm not here to talk
game,
anybody off the edge about how they feel about this.
I don't know
team.
Why last night's game was so bad for me. I don't feel like they've been competitive in any of these games. I
More
know
than
they,
lost,
were. But they, no, I don't think so, because they were down headed into the fourth. The
not
players
lot,
were out. Man. They were down double digits, weren't they?
I think it was six.
Yeah.
In the Portland game?
Mm-hmm. The Portland game was
That's
close,
the one they
much.
Lost by one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won the second quarter by like 10 or 12 points.
They were playing good until they brought the bench in that game.
Is that going to be a problem all year? Like, is that just one of the flaws of the roster?
The bench?
Is the Kings' second unit is just going to...
Well, that's what it's looking like.
Well,
teams are... No, never mind. Go ahead.
Teams are just going to smash.
Oh!
Their second.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it.
I said that.
I saw it.
Verticality.
I mean, Malik wasn't there last night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Keegan's not there. Like, the bench is we're already starting at a deficiency.
People don't feel how they feel. Russ wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that helps. And I don't think the starters are going to play the way, when I say the way they did in these preseason games, I'm talking about the minutes
mm-hmm.
and the sporadic nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that does concern me when I think about that, though, is, all right, starters, you played cool, bench comes in, and they don't play good, and you drop to a deficit. I haven't seen the starting unit, or what's left of it, because once again, people just don't play in the second half and all this other stuff. I haven't seen them even be able to go on a run of their own. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, sure.
They just get in there and they play even to what's already there. So you mean to tell me if the Kings go down 10 and you start bringing in the first, they can't make up that 10-point at all? It's just going to be even for the rest of the game? That's the thing that I would think about. But then I also remember Zach LaVine didn't play in the second half of the first game. Sabonis didn't play. Well, he played a little bit in that second half yesterday. But – yeah.
No, Sabonis didn't play in the second half yesterday.
He did. They started the third quarter because he had like 8 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, he started the third.
But he went out halfway through or something like that.
He was. That's where those Zach LaVine plays I was talking about. They were at the very start of the third.
Mm.
Yeah. When the team made some adjustments.
Adjustments. Halftime adjustments. That's what people like.
Big time.
So maybe I'm just holding on to some kind of hope, but I don't feel like we've seen – typical regular season rotations and minutes and all that other stuff. So, and while those guys like Isaiah Stevens and Devin Carter and those guys were in the game, the Clippers kind of had their second unit in there. And we're talking about guys that aren't going to be in the league. Well, Devin might be in the league, but, you know, Isaiah Stevens is a G League guy. Mm-hmm. And Maxine Raynaud may not be ready, or Devin or Drew Eubanks may not be that guy. A lot of fringe guys going up against Chris Paul, John Collins. Like, they should keep those
guys
in
bay. Forgot that team is loaded.
Yeah. They tried to play their third unit. They just got a lot of good ball players.
Yeah.
I think for me, I keep waiting for – because I thought the hallmark of a Doug Christie team would be, like, the intensity and the physicality they play with.
Mm.
And it's just – it's how lackadaisical everything feels.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm projecting.
No, you're right.
Well, I don't
but
think
it,
you're wrong.
It looks like, man, you guys know the season starts like in a week.
Yeah.
And I don't trust this group to just flip a switch and all of a sudden be awesome. Because we've already established I'm not super high on them. So I need to see something that makes me believe they're going to exceed my expectations. And it's just not, I've not gotten it.
What was the most frustrating characteristic for us about De'Aaron Fox?
Lackadaisical.
I swear to God, I see that in Zach LaVine.
Oh, for sure.
Isn't that what Trista tried to tell us?
I don't know. Trista's so negative sometimes. I might have missed that one in one of her 1,000 critiques of how awful Zach LaVine is. Yeah. But I'm not even, like, I was just thinking back to listen. I was watching the press conferences this morning, and I was like, oh, all right. So I went to the app and watched some clips, and I was like, oh, God, this looks familiar. This looks frustratingly familiar. Mm-hmm. And when your best score is just like,
yeah, win or lose, meh.
It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you guys saw that.
Yeah,
that was a
student since last year, but
yeah,
I was,
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, last year, you're right. I noticed it last year too, but was willing to look past it. Yeah,
weird,
like,
situation.
Multiple circumstances involved, like, it's fine. Now it's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yo, with all of that's supposed to be over. So, like, you just used the phrase, a hallmark of a Doug Christie team. Everything that I have expected, none of it's been there.
Right.
Like, none of it. Not one single thing in any of these three games for a sustained period of time.
I agree.
And
More than anything, to me, is really concerning.
Well, and the fact that Doug has now multiple times used the thing about there's two games going on. Man. You can lose on the scoreboard, but we're not going to lose the other one. Yeah. Like, all right, well, 0-3 in that too.
Yeah.
And that's the
You're
thing.
You're 0-6 in the preseason.
Yeah. That's the thing that I keep, like, okay. And I'm trying not to, like, panic. Because it is a preseason. Again, if they win their first three games, nobody cares what happened
in
the preseason.
Personal growth.
Right. But at the same time, you can't, if your coach is going to go out there and say that, and then the team responds in 0% ways, like, is the coaching not getting through? Is everybody just chilling because it's a preseason and the intensity is not there? Were they, is it what Kenny's talking about? The rotations are weird, and so guys don't know exactly when they're playing and when they're not, and they're just trying to go out and get their legs under them. I don't know, but it feels like it doesn't bode well given the expectation.
Let's hear from Doug Christie. This is earlier today after the Sacramento Kings practice ahead of their preseason game tomorrow.
I'm feeling good. Maybe a day later, just how you kind of digest maybe some of the things you saw last night, positively, negatively?
No, it's these are stepping stones to where we need to go. I mean, it's good to get positive things on film. It's good to get things that don't work out on film as well. It's like, if it was easy, everybody would do it, and they would do it at a really high clip. So for us, it's understanding, you know, the different principles, the things that we want to do offensively and defensively, what we're willing to give up on the defensive end. Like, these are little things that it takes time to understand, and we just, you know, had a good practice, drill some things, and continuing All right. down the road to where we want to be.
Is going into LA, is there anything you still want to see or still kind of searching for, or will that one be a little bit more looser than maybe some of the others?
No, we're still, we got to search, especially when it's not going exactly how you want it to go. I mean, like we talked about with Keegan, I mean, it's just tough. So we got to see what we got, different lineups and things. So we're going to experiment with that when we're in Los Angeles as well.
How do you think Keon's transitioning to the new set of offense and defense that you guys are teaching?
We mean offense.
Well, you said it's a very different system from what you guys ran previously the last couple of years.
I mean, he's still getting to the corners. His ability to shoot the basketball, you gotta make shots. You know, being a backup point guard sometimes, and you know, there's a finding of a rhythm there. For me, it's not really offensively for Keon. It's more about the defensive side of the ball, just making sure that we feel you're impactful and getting stops on the defensive end. That's most important for him.
What stood out to you about how Zach's been playing this?
Why is everybody whispering to Doug?
His efficiency has been high level. He hasn't passed up many shots.
Everybody's very solemn.
Not all of his shots have been off the dribble. His ability to catch and shoot and just let it fly. His confidence is really high right now. So I thought he's done a really, really good job for us.
Coach, only 7 assists last night in the first half. Besides missed shots, was there anything within the offense that stuck out to you in the film?
Well, if you look at shot profile, I mean, we were in the 90 percentile, you know, of in the NBA overall, if you look at it that way. So when you say that, like, the ability to make shots dictates a lot of things. So if, you know, I think it was, I can't think of the number right off the top of my head, but it was like 11%. So normally we would make a certain amount of shots. Therefore, that probably puts those assists at like 14 in the first half. So now it's a different conversation. So part of our league is about making and missing shots, because a lot of those shots that we missed were wide open.
You had a chance to, you know, get a look at James.
Toe. Oh.
Chris Paul, those type of things.
This is hilariously soft.
Yeah.
Still early, of course, but how do you feel like, you know, how he's playing right now?
You know, I think Neek's playing at a really high level. I think the defensive side of the ball, like offensively, you can see he has the ability to, you know, play on all three levels. He makes the pocket pass, the skip pass. He reads the game really well. Defensively, he's still a little hoppy from time to time, but his effort and his willingness to compete and willingness to improve is high level. So he's asking questions. He's watching film. Like, the sky's the limit for the things that kid can do.
Yeah. I know we got a little update on Domas. How was he doing? And just maybe encouraging sign there, I guess.
You know, I think more than anything, we need Doma. So I'm hoping that, you know, kids that make it better. I need him on the floor for sure. Yeah.
All right, Doug. Doug about to get thrown out after some of them remarks.
Hey, Doug.
Doug wouldn't make it on this show. You've been I know you did radio a long time, pal, but, like, come on, man. Come on. Not much there from Doug, other than everyone was really sad. For a second, I thought Sean was by himself. Then I remembered, like, during when he was, I was like, I think Chris was there, because Chris Biederman tweeted that Malik was at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, is Sean the only one doing this? And then just everyone just starts, hey, Doug, gosh, man, it's just so,
it's like,
so tragic what happened, like, last night.
Offering condolences at a funeral, like, I'm very sorry for your loss. Yeah. Like, that's it. Doug, we're
very sorry your team got their ass kicked last night.
Damn.
Also, we saw, you know what it was? We saw Sam's report this morning.
Everybody felt bad for him.
We're really sorry.
Hey,
about
Doug,
that.
What's your Venmo? I'll send it.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, he doesn't need it, because Jackie should be getting paid off of the franchises she's created. But
man,
goodness gracious.
Tell me about it. You know, there is an aspect of nobody wants to hear this, and I understand it. Some of this is going to take a little time.
Yeah.
Some of it's going to take a little time. And that could lead to them having a terrible start to the season, you know. But some of it may take a little time. Doug's talked about it since training camp started. So
let's talk with Coach. We just heard from Coach Doug Christie. Let's talk to Coach Brendan Marion. Coach, what's good, man?
What's going on? Y'all good?
Yeah, get that. Where's, come on, man. Get that go-go chain out, man. Come on now.
Man,
come on now. Get that go-go out. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know how it is. Yeah, yeah.
Get a haircut. Barber ain't in town.
I know what you mean, dog. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Number Vaseline. Oil and water right there. Look good.
Fruits and berries, Coach. Fruits and berries.
No doubt.
Before we talk football and homecoming and your week of practice, you got something jumping off with our people over at the Roberts Family Development Center next month. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, it's been a thing that, you know, my grandma, my mom, since I was a kid, we've always, like, given back and taking care of people during the holidays. So it's going to be a diaper drive and I believe also a coat drive that we'll do. Where we'll be able to give back to the community of Sacramento and make sure that we can, you know, help some people that are in a situation that they need some help during the holiday season. But we just want to be able to, you know, give back. We've been blessed to be lenders and not borrowers, so we want to make sure that we give back and, you know, help the city out.
And I'll make sure, you know, people have all the information, because even if you're not able to donate coats or diapers or anything like that, you know, you want to help support in any type of way. They got the Cash App, they got the Zelle, so I'll get all that info out to everybody as well, so they can help, you know, and during these holidays as much as possible. Coach, switching gears a little bit, we're talking about the Kings during the show. They played their third preseason game, didn't look good, all this other stuff. But I bring that up because Coach Doug Christie has talked about, like, hey, there's some new guys here. There's a new system here. We're trying to implement a new culture. And we've talked about that with you guys with the football team, about how it's not going to happen right away sometimes. Sometimes it's going to take a little time for people to get adjusted to your style of coaching, to get adjusted to each other. Is that a real thing? And did you guys kind of deal with that at the start of your season, where people thought, oh, we just put everybody together and no problem, but there was an adjustment period?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you deal with the world of sports right now and how it is so, you know, media driven, agenda driven, from the standpoint of making sure that, you know, one day you're the GOAT, the next day you're horrible. You know, it's just, it's not a very process driven business anymore. So, you know, the highs and lows of that, of dealing with young players and professionals is, you know, hard to deal with, because there's a certain way that you have to play to be successful in sports. There's a certain team camaraderie that takes time to build. And unfortunately, the way that, you know, society is a microwave society right now, like, it's like, if it doesn't happen instantly, then the team sucks, we're horrible. But, you know, as soon as the team does well, then we're back on the bandwagon, you know. So that part for a coach can be hard navigating, the fact that, you know, you have to be about development, you have to be process driven as a coach, but you also have to have results instantly, or everybody feels like you're failing, you know. So you know, in any of these things, you know, if you try to build a team and team building, you've got to try to get those guys to come together for a goal greater than themselves. Mm-hmm. And that takes time.
Is that just outsiders that feel that way? Like, things have to be instant? Or do you find that with players too? Like, they look around, they see the clippings, they know what you did as a coach, and they're like, nah, we've got to do this. Like, right now, it's got to be instant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I call them front runners, but there's a lot of players that, you know, I mean, the hard part about, you know, like, I think about it now with my son. He's 10, and everybody wants him to be on his team, or, you know, like, it's like, just create a super team. You know, it's not the neighborhood team. You just play on your neighborhood team. And then if you're really, really good on your neighborhood team, then you get selected for an AAU team, or, you know, you start to get more exposure. It's, you know, a coach grabbing a group of kids from each different area, trying to put a super team together. And then, you know, shout out to my man LeBron, you know, and the Celtics back in the day for putting those super teams together. And now that's what everybody wants. They just want to try to hurry up and get to a super team, and they expect instant results. But even on a super team, you know, that you saw LeBron is still best friends with Dwayne Wade. You see Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are still great friends. They do a podcast together. You got to still build a team and have chemistry. You know, that takes time, regardless of how much talent you have on your team.
Even more difficult than trying to get the talent to come together.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I believe is trying to get people that maybe are just meeting each other for the first time or just coming together for the first time to get ready to go through the rough patches together. And not splinter off. And do you think that sometimes you find that to be more difficult to put into place than a play or an offense, getting everybody to trust each other and stay together during the hard times? Because everybody got a good feeling during the good times. But when that rain is there, how do you guys handle it as a group? Do you find that to be a little difficult?
Yeah, so we actually had a rain practice this week, and I always try to give the guys a little bit of culture. You know, and so, you know, we had a rain practice and we play music at practice. And there's a group of poets out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania named Boys to Men. And, you know, they play that song that, you know, can you stand the rain? You know, and that's really what it comes down to. I think that's what our team needed. Our team needed some of that rain and some of that, you know, you thought people were riding with you and they needed some of them negative comments and people falling off and, you know, to kind of really look at each other left and right, like this is all we got out here. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's not a person that tweets or Instagrams about you that plays the game with you. You know, like you got to go out there with the dudes that you've practiced with every day, that you got blood and sweat and tears with, and know that, all right, we doing this together. Yeah. You know, this is not a, all right, even in, you know, I play basketball, even in basketball, that's really hard to do when you have, you know, like, I think about Allen Iverson. He's my favorite player. Eric Snow and them boys, they had to play great defense and get Allen Iverson the ball and play as a team to make that run that they made. You know, they had to let AI take all them shots and understand that that was the way that they were going to win. You know, you have to learn how to – you learn how to win from, you know, taking those L's and lessons. So, you know, those are now unfortunately more – blasted than ever. You know, your losses are more publicized than ever now than typically in the past, but you know, that's the way a team comes together, unfortunately.
Yeah. Coach, you're a little younger than us, so we'll let the Boys to Men cover of Can You Stand the Rain Slide. That's a new edition song in these circles, but we let it go.
Boys to Men did it better. It's about
Settle down.
It's about who did it better, baby. You know, they did it
worse. Settle down.
Hey. No offense to Bobby and them. You know what I mean? But Boys to Men did a little bit better. Juan Ye and them did a little bit
better. Come on, Coach. What you talking about?
Man. I just felt a pain in my chest right there. Lord. Hey,
I said, not my coach.
We got a break. Yeah. We got to go.
No. Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Final scores don't always tell the story for how coaches feel. You guys put up big points, had an amazing game on the ground last weekend. Are you happy with the way that your guys played last weekend with Weber State?
Yeah, I felt like our guys really were on a business trip and on a mission last week as a group. We had a lot of things that could have broke our focus as far as the weather delay. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't any fanfare there. It was cold. It was rainy. It was bad conditions. And our guys were there on a mission together to go, you know, complete a task. And so I was really proud of our coaches, our support staff, the players for coming together, staying together in adverse conditions and, you know, just getting it done, you know, in the midst of, you know, having a touchdown call back, different things that happened through that game, you know, nobody complaining, nobody pointing fingers, everybody just trying to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, you got to love that, man. And you want that going into the game that you have this Saturday, Northern Colorado coming off a big win of their own at Idaho. It's homecoming. We talked about last night. We kicked off homecoming week with the Coach's Corner podcast. But did you – or radio show and podcast. But did you feel like it's one of those weeks where you got to keep everybody focused after the win and all the things that are going on with homecoming, Lil Yachty performing afterwards? Do you find it during this week of practice, hey, I got to keep these guys locked in right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys are really like – you know, a little bit irritated, agitated from the standpoint that they have a lot to prove. Mm-hmm. And so we've been really locked in on practice. We've been really locked in on the details and just doing the little things right each day and really being just focused on, you know, we say like the things that are important to us is making sure that we wake up on time. Everybody's here. Everybody eats breakfast, takes their hydration tests, make sure the locker room's clean, make sure everybody goes to class on time. Right, and just being 1-0 each day, and our guys have done that all week long. And I really accredit that to our leadership, guys like Rodney, you know, and you know, our quarterbacks, guys that show up consistent every day. The O-line, right, like our D-line, like everybody's kind of been on it from the standpoint of like there's so much more for us to accomplish and do, and we're kind of on a mission right now to go get that done.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach. You know, homecoming, I think, Kenny, you're talking about a potential distraction. You obviously have a huge game coming up next Friday as well. Is this – because we go back to that loss you guys suffered. I think it was the first week of the season. You're like, yeah, it's good to get that out of the way. Now, you think part of the mentality that your guys have about having something to prove is based on the fact, yeah, we lost one already. We can't let these types of losses happen again.
Yeah, I mean, we really had three games that we lost this season that we – lost in the fourth quarter, you know, and I credit to that to us as a coaching staff. We got outcoached in the final minutes of the game, you know, and then players not making the plays that they saw after we had a bye week of showing them, look at the plays that we missed that could have changed the game, you know, critical errors that, you know, made us lose the opportunities that we had in front of us. And everybody from, you know, it goes downhill. So everybody from me, the head coach, self-assessment to the position coaches, to the coordinators, to support staff, anybody who touches the players and has an impact or influence on our players, like we have to do a better job. You know, like if we want better results from our players, we have to do better as, you know, the support around them. And then I really just told the players, like, look, this is what we said we were going to do, and this is where we're currently at. We're all at this point right here together. And this is what we need to do to move forward. We can't beat ourselves up for the past. I think a lot of times when teams suffer bad seasons or struggle is when they have a little bit of struggle and the coach has two choices. To you can be negative and beat everybody up about it, or you can say, you know what, let's turn the table, let's turn the tide, and let's figure out a way to be positive and move forward. Because we can't, you know, unfortunately, we can't go backwards. Like, we can't get those games back, but we can win the games in front of us and take care of the opportunities in front of us.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like, do you want to just keep beating the players up, or do you want to progress? Do you want to continue to have a positive season and a winning season? And sometimes you got to get your point across, let them know where it was wrong, but let's move on. Because you made that mistake, that doesn't mean your season's over. That doesn't mean everything's out the window. You still have an opportunity to achieve everything that you set out to achieve before you lost that game or whatever. Let's go out there and figure out how to make sure we still achieve those goals. And I think that's important in coaching. And when you talk about a long season, still keeping your eyes on the prize and what's in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just feel like there's just been so many seasons of my life. I've been in football since I was 5 years old now. And I've been in a lot of championship games and bowl games and different things. And it's just always been, you know, I think maybe once it's been an undefeated season. All those other seasons was 1-2 losses, maybe 3 losses. And you're still able to sit there at the end of the year and go, man, look what we learned from all this. Look how we came together, you know, and you got to stop just being so like emotionally attached to each result. I think we have a really good process. I think we have really good players. I think we have a great administration that cares about what we're doing. And we just have to continue to progress and get better. But never did I take this job and think it would be an easy fix. Anytime you take over a program that wins three games the year prior, you have to bring in 70 players because the roster's, you know, broken down from transfer portal and guys leaving and coaching changes. Like, it was definitely going to be a tall task, but I never ever thought that we could not get it done. So for me, it's about, you know, being positive and progressing this team forward to our goals and dreams.
Let's go get that dub, Coach.
Yeah, man. By the way, Mama Marion is listening, and she got some words for you about that new addition, Boys the Men take. I'm going to tell you that right now.
She took me to the Boys the Men concert, if I'm being honest. That's why, you know, I felt like Boys the Men just did it so good that, you know, there was nobody else, you know. But the way music is, just like sports, it ain't nothing new under the sun. It just rewinds.
That's true, too.
We appreciate you, Coach. As always, man, go get that dub. We'll talk next week.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Fingers up,
baby.
That's our man, Coach Brendan Marion, right there. That was wild. That was wild. Matter of fact, that was so wild. We're going to have to – you know what? Just on the strength of Coach alone, we're going to have to pull that song up right now.
Hey, come on now.
I
come on now.
Look.
You guys put on happy faces there, but you're actually mad.
I mean, look.
I'm not mad.
It's so subjective.
Don't put it in the newspaper that I'm mad.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
The new edition version is hallow ground, man.
Like, yeah, you just, okay, relax. Relax.
It's hallow ground, man.
Come on, you don't just go, those are pretty strong words.
That is. Like you said, I never heard that.
Like,
either.
You're flirting with an institution.
Hey, what's happening on that screen there?
All right, so let's go to.
On a perfect
no.
Day.
No,
hold right, on. No. Vanya doing his thing, though. Don't let him go. Know that I can count on you.
Ooh. When that's not possible.
Don't talk to him, Steve. Talk to him, Sean. Tell me, can
you Sean's one of the greatest singers of all time.
He is. Cause I need somebody. They kind of get in their bag, though, right there. Who stand by me. They kind of in their bag, though. I'm with you.
No.
It's a no. It's a no. These boys are in their bag, though.
He's a Boys to Men supporter. Always be right there.
Coach, if you're listening.
Come on, Coach, if you're listening. We just starting right
Coach,
now, and it's like,
now.
Yo.
Come on, Coach, man.
Where Johnny at on
he
Boys
right
to Men?
Here.
No, I'm talking about on Boys to Men. Where Johnny at?
He ain't there, right? They don't have one.
He ain't there, right?
They don't have
That's
one.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have one.
Already.
I hope Coach is still listening. Hey, Ryan, if you're listening, go whatever room Coach was in, go put this on the bump box.
Come on, man.
We're going to let it play for a second. Come on now, wait.
On a perfect day. Know that I can count on you.
This is the King's thing.
That's,
not
that's what we're going to play after a loss. Tell
me, can you I want to hear from Ralph real quick, and then
Talk
we'll get out of this. Come on, Ralph.
Because I need somebody who will stand by me. Yeah. Through the good times and bad times, he would always be right there.
Everybody.
Sunny.
Alright, Coach.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on.
Coach is my dog, but come on, man. Oh no, hold on, man. Oh no, man. Not Mama Marion.
What Mama Marion say? No.
She said my son had it right.
Oh no, man.
No.
Where's Coach from again?
He's from Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's right.
He's from Pittsburgh.
That's right. That's right.
That's Pennsylvania. That's Philly adjacent, although they're not really close. But
they're not. I mean, the new additions, Boston. Oh, yeah, that's not close either.
Nah, I got to disagree with the Marians. I got to disagree. You know, this might be the first time I ever disagree with the Marians, but I got to disagree.
I know Ryan was listening. Go play that new edition version on the loudspeaker.
Are you talking about Ryan Bjork?
Yes.
Big Ryan Bjork fan.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That's the homie. Yeah. I hope he's listening.
He's the absolute best.
Yeah. Nah, nah, man. Come on, man. Did you hear Johnny? Did you hear Ralph? Come on, man. No disrespect to Wanye and Sean, but did you hear Johnny? Did you hear Ralph?
I think there's enough time has passed where I can acknowledge there was once a report about a former quarterback taking the Sac State job. We hit Ryan immediately, and if he could have texted me 1,000 laughing emojis, he would have.
Look, I heard from Coach Patrick after that report.
they was in here talking about it, and I'm looking at Kenny like, Oh man,
Coach Patrick and me were like, what's going on over there?
I can't lie. When he said "Boys to Men" and then "Can You Stand the Rain," I froze.
I did too. I forgot that happened though.
Yeah, and so I'm running through. I'm immediately thinking they haven't done it. Wasn't a covers album, but they started doing more covers like mm-hmm. they did Journey, Open mm-hmm. Arms. Mm-hmm. I started thinking, was it on that album? I completely forgot it was on that Evolution album with Mama and Four Seasons of Loneliness and all of that, and. No.
I mean, but look, they can take solace.
I'm this close to being offended.
They can take solace in the fact that they're second place to the GOATs. I mean, like I said, I haven't decided yet, and I don't know if I ever will, if it's Jodeci or if it's New Edition, but, I mean, we're talking.
Almost
that's
two different styles.
It is.
Like, Jodeci is freak nasty R&B. Yeah,
it is.
Like, New Edition's not.
New Edition just... They special, bro. They special. But Jodeci, I don't know. It's like Chris Brown and Usher. Don't make me choose.
Ever watch, I think it was called Making of a Pop Star, or it's something on Netflix. And there was actually an ad in trades that were run that said, we're looking, if you can sing and dance mm-hmm. and sing like Boys to Men, but are white, come to this.
I didn't see that.
This was the beginning of the NSYNCs and Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees and all of that. Like, that was an actual ad that was run in trade publications.
Oh, man. But the funny thing about that is I remember somebody said New Kids on the Block tried to create a white New Edition.
Yeah. Where's New Kids on the Block from?
Massachusetts.
From Boston. Yeah.
That's great. We give back. All right, man. I ain't going to say nothing else.
We'll come back. I need some time to regroup. Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
did we close out that computer? We did. I would love Kevin from the Wake Up Call to come to. I think this show makes him nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it does.
I'll tell him we're talking K-pop.
I just want him to say hi. He don't have to like do the whole segment.
I think a fun bit to do next season. We could even do it for March Madness or whatever. Is have like a betting expert on and get their picks, and then have Kevin do picks, and we see who does better.
Well, in an idea that didn't materialize, we were doing this big fantasy football pitch, and it was the whole thing. It was a massive pitch that was tied to a lot of money, and so we were only going to do it if someone bought this idea, and it's something that Kevin is involved in with us, and I was like the ultimate, like it was going to be like Casey and Abe, Kyle and, you know, Paul Marshall. I was gonna make Kevin my ringer. It was gonna be me and Kevin and our fantasy football squad, but it didn't really materialize the way that we hoped. I love Kevin. Kevin was hilarious.
Shout out Kevin.
They said they were doing Are You Smarter Than Katie this morning and talking about how I guess Jim Carrey's doing a Jetsons movie, like a live action Jetsons movie.
I can see that.
Yeah. I think one of the questions was how many kids did the Jetsons have? Do you know?
I got it.
I mean, my first answer is two, but did they have more?
It's two.
It's two.
And then it evolved into, do you remember their names?
And his boy Elroy.
That was the first thing everybody said.
Daughter Judy.
Judy.
See, that's what they couldn't remember was Judy.
Daughter Judy.
And Kevin goes.
Jane, his wife.
Wasn't one of their name Bam Bam?
Oh my God.
And credit to Gavin, who was quick, and he was like, "No, you went the wrong way in time with that one. That was the Flintstones." I love Kevin.
The Flintstones, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Really?
I love The Flintstones. It's a great show. I remember right before Reese was born, like maybe two or three days before he was born, it was the first time I'd seen a lot of Flintstones episode, but I had never seen the episode where Pebbles was born. And they just go through that day, and Fred is just frantic.
I don't think I knew that happened.
Yeah, Fred was frantic, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is about to be my life. It was a great
Fred
episode.
Getting their go bag ready.
All that stuff. And he left Wilma at the house when he went to the hospital. You know, all the little stuff sitcoms would do.
Hey.
But I love the Flintstones.
Do you want to know something crazy?
The amount of people that are in this building right now?
Well, that. The Jetsons took place 37 years from now.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
If you... That's 1988 backwards.
That is amazing.
Ah.
Wow.
Where did we fail as society that we're not at Jetson's level yet?
Wait, no, I think I heard that wrong.
Spacely Sprockets, where are you at?
I think I heard that wrong. The Jetsons...
is 37 years from now.
Oh, that's what I thought.
He's 2062.
The comp that 37 years ago was 1988.
You think we'll get to any of that?
Not me. I'll be dead by then.
No, you won't.
37 years? The way you take care of yourself?
Absolutely not.
No.
With advances of modern science?
You're going to be like Al Biagiani.
No.
There's no reason you can't live to be 250, 300.
I'm going to be the one that people say it's a damn shame what happened to D'Lo. He ate so healthy. He appeared to be in such great shape.
So people are going to be like, see, this is why I do whatever. Look at D'Lo. This is why I do whatever.
That's 1,000%.
Exactly it.
1,000%.
Exactly it. Yeah.
No, you'll be here, man. Will we? We shouldn't. I'm going to tell you we shouldn't. It's a terrible idea. Are we going to get the flying cars? That's a horrible idea.
Nah.
We can't drive on the ground. How are we going to drive in the air?
Man will be obliterated as a species before we get to flying.
We're stunningly close to that.
That'll probably happen before 37 years, so we might get to all this stuff.
It might happen within the next four. At least this country.
Do you know how that the Jetsons was made in 1962? So they fast forwarded 100 years in the future. Do you know how disappointed the people who made the Jetsons would be if we were like, hey, come to 2025. We'll come see all this is.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
But look, we're not that far off. We have FaceTime. We have little things. Yeah, but the we do have robots. But
what was clean. We
Rosie.
Got robots that deliver
Rosie.
Food.
That's the name of my little robot cleaner.
Rosie. I don't even know Rosie. The name of your little robot. That's crazy.
Rosie. That's what we call her. We call her Rosie from the Jetsons.
The physics on Rosie and the Jetsons doesn't make sense, though. That's one tiny wheel, and that's a lot of robot.
That is.
That just physically, I don't like it.
The only thing we're missing
not
really
realistic.
Is flying cars and living in the sky.
Did we ever establish what planet they live on?
Earth.
They lived on Earth?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, unless it's a Planet of the Apes situation.
I got to finish that movie.
Where it's like the Jetsons is a post-apocalyptic world.
This is crazy. I'm sorry. I had to pull this picture
No,
up.
Please.
Hold on. Share screen.
Jane,
go here.
His wife.
Here. Here's Rosie. Rosie got ass. Look at that. And God,
hey,
you can't have all that ass on one wheel, on one skate like that.
I'm not saying I would.
But I'm saying at a certain age, it don't matter no more.
Dude, Rosie just got a dumpy. That's crazy. Now with more trunk space.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Hey, click on. I'm so dumb. I'm trying to click on this image. Go to the one left. One more. That one. Down one.
Down.
Oh.
Down one. Yeah, that one.
Oops, sorry. Shoot. Hang on.
Oh.
Goodness me,
by.
Bro.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
For those on the radio, as long as you're not in your car, as long as you're not driving, just grab your phone, just search Rosie from the Jetsons, and you'll see what we're seeing. Rosie got ass. This is all there is to say about it. Goodness gracious.
Come on, man. Come on. bro.
All right. Good shout out, Rosie.
Man.
All of this was because Kenny said Kevin from the Wake Up Call is here. We went from Kevin from the Wake Up Call is here to Rosie from the Jetsons got ass.
Hey, man. I texted Kevin and I said, hey, pop into Studio 2 with D-Lo and Casey real quick.
Yep.
He sends me a question mark. I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't know.
Studio 2 with D-Lo.
No, he's just, I'm telling you, I don't think he's interested.
Whatever.
It's all right.
Man. Nah, Kevin hates fun. I get it.
All right, Kevin.
Well, hey, Russ actually asked a compelling question. Flying cars or a King's championship?
Flying cars? I said they'll be good. I didn't say they were going to win a championship. There's a big difference between that. I don't know if I'm ever going to see that.
Did you know they're already working on, drones that fit humans to work as taxis to combat street traffic in cities?
I did not.
Yeah, so if you're in LA and you got to go to the opposite side of town, but you don't have 3.5 hours to go the 10 miles, you hop in an Uber helicopter thing, drone thing, and it just flies you to a different little helipad joint.
That's crazy. I mean, look, Waymos are crazy.
Kenny put his down payment on one already.
Yeah. Hey, look, Waymos are crazy,
my
bro.
Man, thank you.
Waymos literally drive.
Miller was in one. He was watching, I think he went to an air show or something, and he stayed in San Francisco to watch the 49ers play. Mm-hmm. And he posted a story that said, 49ers lost, take me home. And he's in one of them cars without a driver.
Come on, man. The Waymo is kind of crazy, bro. They be moving all around the city.
I don't want to mess up the chat here, but when there were protests going on in LA most recently,
mm-hmm.
and they were ordering Waymos to the protests so they could blow them up.
Oh yeah!
No,
Vin. They were calling Waymo. Driverless Waymo pulls up and they just vandalize the car.
First of all,
like, don't do that.
Not funny.
Don't do that.
Not funny.
That's bad. That's destruction of someone else's property.
However,
that's crazy. I did not know that happened. Oh my god!
Who had that idea? Like, I need to. I know what I'll do.
Yep.
Oh, Waymo, get over here.
Again, not funny. Not okay.
Not at all.
I'm laughing at TV.
However, I do have a sense of humor about things.
Sure.
I'm only laughing at TV. You also have to put your information in there to get the Waymo. So you're pretty easy to find,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
When they want to come send a bill your way.
As they should.
Real quick, because we won't talk about this.
You could just say, I was trying to get out of here.
No, that's a good point. I didn't do it.
You know what?
These other hoodlums.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, sweetie, you know what you do. I was trying to get out of here. These thugs attacked my car, and I was stuck here.
That's it.
Yeah, like Kenny in the Lakers parade. He didn't want to be there.
That was tough. That was not the best part of town. But real quick, I want to apologize to you because it looked like the Mariners were going to go on like this great, fire. Julio Rodriguez to start the game. They're on fire. The sweep. And then what was the final score? 12-2?
12-3, I think.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. could have hit a cycle, but he stopped at second base. Yeah. Game four tonight.
And I won't watch. We'll come back.
Brewers 2-on-2 out in the first inning, though.
Nah, they'll blow it.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the score. We'll come back. Matt George.
Link is important.
He's going to join us. Matt George is going to join us. He's in a meeting right now. He'll be with us as soon as he wraps up. We'll talk Kings basketball. Keegan Murray extension. Yeah. What a coincidence. He's got a meeting right now. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.